Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es ist Bechayreis, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Beis. So we learned at the end of Mishnah Aleph that you're supposed to shecht the Bechar and eat it within its first year, whether it's a Bechar Tamim that has to go up on the Mizbeach, or whether it's a Balmum. Now what's the din with a Bechar that was born a Tamim? It looked like it's going to be a carbon on the Mizbeach, but then it developed a Mum. Zakta Mishnah, again, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Beis. Noilid Leimum, if the Bechar that started out unblemished, v'noilid Leimum, and suddenly a blemish appeared b'toich shenasi, within its first year, mutter, it is mutter for the kayin, l'kaymei kol shnei maser chaydesh, to hold on to it for a complete 12 months, that means 12 months from when it was born, as I zakta batanura. However, if it only developed the mum, the blemish li'achar shenasi, after its first year, he can't just keep holding on to it. There's a limit, a much shorter limit, Ella only until 30 days. In other words, 30 days from when it got its mum. By then, you have to shecht it. So again, if it developed the mum within its first year, you can keep it until 12 months from when it was born. Then shecht it and eat it. If the mum only developed after its first year, you have 30 days to hold on to it. In other words, if the year passed, and afterwards it got a mum, like bizmanazeh, that you can't be makriv, apchar tam, b'toch shenasei, you have to hold on to it until it gets a mum. So a year passed, and the taka got a mum. So the kayin can hold it for another 30 days, meaning 30 days from when it got its mum. Now in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, this shouldn't have happened, because the kayin would have been obligated to be makar of the carbon within the year before it got its mum. But b'zman hazeh, if it didn't have a mum, there was nothing to do about it. He had to wait. So, l'maisa, I walk into my farm and I see a b'char was born. It's a b'char ta. It's b'zman hazeh. A year passed and I still have it. I can't hold it more than 30 days. I should give it to a kayin. What if I can't find a kayin? Then I have to shecht the b'char, salt its basar, and to preserve it until I find a kayin. So I don't understand, why not just shecht the b'char as soon as it gets a mum? Why did Chazal give us this 30 days for? And the answer is, you want to help out the kayhanim. Sometimes the b'char is still in the hands of the ba'alim. And if he has to shecht it right away as soon as it got a mum, so until he's going to find a kayin, as much as you try to preserve the meat, it's a good chance that the meat is going to spoil. So the kayhanim are going to lose out. So therefore, the chachamim kind of gave her shus to hold on to it for 30 days, and when it gets his mum, the hope is that during this time, he wouldn't have to shecht it and figure out a way to preserve the meat, rather, give it straight to the kayin.